The issue of piracy in the Horn of Africa topped the agenda at the G8 Interior Ministers' meeting in Rome this weekend. Ministers agreed to work toward a legal framework for the trial of Somali pirates, seen as a major obstacle to policing the dangerous shipping lanes off the Horn of Africa. Concluding a two-day meeting yesterday, they pledged to help strengthen the criminal justice system in poor regions affected by piracy, such as East Africa. There was also a call for more cooperation in confiscating the assets of organised crime groups, from drug cartels to pirate networks, particularly with developing countries. We spoke to the Under Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Maria Costa, about the threat posed by organised crime.
Well, I believe that G8 meeting of the Minister of Interiors and Justice is providing a unique opportunity to discuss a theme which has become so important worldwide, the threat posed by organized crime to the security of nations. We are not talking anymore about the threat of crime as a violation of individual conditions, ownership, property, and whatever. We are talking about the systemic risk of entire regions, whether it's West Africa, that is under attack by drug traffickers from across the Atlantic, from the Andean, or Central America, or some of the West Asian countries, obviously, subject to the trafficking of opium from Afghanistan. All of these regions are affected, and some of the countries in this region are on the verge of collapse.
Sri Lanka's independent courts and not international organisations will investigate or prosecute security personnel for any alleged human rights violations, the country's foreign minister said today. Sri Lanka earlier this month declared victory over Tamil Tiger rebels, ending a 25-year insurgency that had cost tens of thousands of lives and displaced hundreds of thousands of civilians.